Let us quickly go over the end of the Gemara we had learned yesterday, and then to see Rashi and Tosfos. The Gemara had a problem of the Kefal HaLoshen. It says, first it says, Zayma Animat Sosia, then it says Zayma Kulashli, and it seems it is speaking about two cases. So the Gemara answers, Omar HaPopa B'Taymer Rav Shimi Barashi, Bomrolo Kedi, Reishe B'Metziye, V'Seife B'Mekech U'Memker. The Seife is speaking about Mekech U'Memker, that two people wanted to buy a talis, and each one says that Ani Kenisiyo. U'Tzricha, and now the Gemara makes a Tzrichese, to explain what is the necessity of telling us two cases, one by Metziah and one by Mekech HaMemke. Ditana Metziah, Hava Mine, Metziu Deromo Rabbonon Shvu Alei. By Metziah, Chazal said that Yimachuyev to swear, Mishum demayri v'oma achavroi lav midichosa bo ezel itzvis v'spalik bahadei. By Metziah, a person is moireheta. That means if he sees that Reuven picked, Shimon sees that Reuven picked up a Metziah, so Reuven will go and grab it and without heart palpitations because he feels that he got it bechinam. So why shouldn't I also have a chelik in the metziah? Some meile, so he's meireheter. So he's meireheter to chap the metziah. Some meile, so there Chazal mamasakin a shvuah that you have to swear if you want to get anything. You have to swear. Oh, to swear he won't swear false because in Yisod he is a elach yid that is meireheter that. To take a chelik of the metziah is permissible, but he would never swear false. Avo mekech hamemke deleka lamei mahochi. Mekech hamemke. So we'll see. Rashi says that he realizes that this person went to buy this talis, mustama. He needs it. He realizes it's an avle that everyone would realize it's an avle to go and say anikanisia. The lekalame mahochi, aim alois, I would say, Chazal, were not misakin a shvue by Mekech HaMemke, because if this person is really telling a lie, so he's choshed amamoine, there's no eros heter, so a shvue also won't help, it's also where false also. A shvue is not a deterrent for a person who's choshed amamoine. So I would think you don't swear by Mekech HaMemke. Vitan the Mekech HaMemke, if we'd only say Mekech HaMemke, so I would say, Hosam hu d'rami rabbonon shvu alei, mishum d'mayri v'oma chavroi d'amiko yohiv, v'ano d'amiko yehivna. There is Mayre Heter, because he says, my chava gave money for the talis, and we'll see, I'm also going to give money for the talis. So he feels he's not doing anything wrong by saying, Ani kenisiyah. Hashta de tzricha ledidi, since I need the talis, hashkele yano, so I'll say it's mine, I'll take it. Chavroi in Leza Litrach Lisbon, and I'm not being mafsed him too much because he can go and buy it someplace else. So there his Meir Heter is not doing an Abla, but will come to swear the Shvu will be a deterrent because this person is not Choshed HaMameine. Avo Metziah Delek Lamei Mahochi, but by Metziah, he realizes if he's going to take this Metziah or a Chelik of the Metziah, so he's Takim Mafsid the Meitz Metziah. He can't say that Yenna will be able to find the second Metziah. So there he realizes that he's doing an Avla. And if he's still doing the Avla, so he's Choshed HaShvuasa. Av Metziah Delek Lamei Mocha Eim Alois, I would think so there's no tachlis and being mechayev and mashvua, if he's such a person, he'll swear false also. Tzriche. So that's why we need to tell us about metziah. There's also a din shvua. And we mentioned yesterday, there are two mahalchim out to learn pshat. What is the kamash malon? Why do you swear by both? So one mahalach is because we assume that in both cases he's moira heta. So memele, so by being mechayva shvua, that's zicha deterrent. This person you saw this anelach yid, and he's moira heta, he's not doing something too wrong. So but a shvua will zicha be a deterrent. That's one mahalach. And the second mahalach in Rishonim is that even though he's choshed amamayna, abolei choshed ha-shvua. So when it comes to ha-shvua, people have a fear to swear false. So mamayla, ha-shvua is always a deterrent, even by a choshed amamayna. Let us just go a little further in the Gemara, which needs explanation, but let us just go a little further to understand the flow of the Gemara. So the Gemara asked, "Velechsi Zuzi Miman Nokat." Let us see who gave him the money. So the Gemara answers, "Loitzriche the Nokat mitavayu." He took the money from both. Michad midaite, michad balkoche. One gave him the money midaite, midas amoicha. Umichad balkoche. One threw the money. He really didn't want to take the money. And we do not know mi hu midaite u mi hu balkoch. This is the Gemara. Now let us again see Rashi, part of Rashi, and then we'll go back to Rashi and Omed Aleph, which as yet we did not learn. The Meire v'omar, so the Gemara said, I would think only by Metziah they were machayev ashua, because this person who grabbed the metziah is meireheta. Meireheta la'atzmei leches bo b'loi mishpot, to take the shvuah, to take the talus, even though he realizes that he's not entitled to take it, because he feels lav midi chaser, that he's not losing anything, eini mapsid klum, he's not losing anything. Bechinam b'loi, this whole Talis came to him bechinam, vav b'loi teirech. So memele, even though meiker din it's his, but he doesn't feel that by saying that I found it, he's mafsed him anything, because he got it bechinam b'loi teirech. Avo mekach amemka deleka lemei mahoch. Va'av al gav sheze gam hu nosen esamoy. So now the Nachlas David explains that we just learned the Gemara further. There are two mahalchim in the Gemara, if one gave money or if both gave money. The maskonis of the Gemara is that both gave money. So if both gave money, so why isn't there a heiros heter? The lek lamei mahochi, there's no heiros heter. Why isn't there a heiros heter? Lemaise yena won't lose. If he gave money also, if Reuben gave money and then Shimon gave money, so Lamaise afilu domeka haluke, Reuben will not lose anything because he'll get back the money he gave. Va'af al gav shezek gam hu nosen asamois lamoicha kidu kmin on the kamon. The Gemara says later that's maskonas haGemara. The noket zuzi mitavai. The nokad mitavai chad midaite v'chad balkoche. So why does the Gemara say that he's not moira heter over here? Uchshi achloiku, and if there'll be achloiku, yito zeh chatzi moisa v'zeh chatzi moisa. Afilohochi, chesor noetzloi, here, the second person, Shimon, will understand that by tining that I bought it, it's a chesoron by the kainer. If this person did not need a talis, he wouldn't have gone to buy a talis. Here he understands, I'm doing an avl, even though there won't be any monetary hefsid, but he realizes I'm being mafsid the moment this person needs a talis, and by saying that anikanisiya, I'm being mafsid him. So there, this chashidam amayne, if he does tain anikanisiya. Now, the second Mahalach, the Gemara wants to say that there is Meira Heta, Domi Koyahivna. So Rashi says, Domim Ani Reitze Lite. Now, so here the Nachlas David says, here Rashi wants to explain according to the Havamin of the Gemara that only one gave money, and he's still Meira Heta. So why is he Meira Heta? And exactly what this means, we'll see later. So there he's not Meira Heta, so I would think you don't swear. Now let us see Rashi on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, which we did not learn yesterday. B'mekech u'memka k'nisiyo miyad pleini. That he tainas, I purchased the talus miyad plei. V'davke mekech u'memkeh huda amrinin yachloiko b'shvur. Davke by mekech u'memkeh he say yachloiko b'shvur. De'ikele meymer shneyem konuha uli shneyem nisratza hamoicha. You could say shneyem konuha. There's a kefal aloshin over here in Rashi, and I want to explain it soon. Dikolamei meshneiem kanua ule shneiem nisratza hamoich. Avo, ze oimer ani araktiyo. Veze oimer ani araktiyo. But what if you have a talis that this person says, Reuben says, I wove this talis. Shimon says, I wove the talis. De vadai chad minayu ramehu. So one of them is zicha a liar over here. So then there will not be a din of chaluke, there will be din of yehemunach at sheyovei eliyo. Now let us elaborate a little what Rashi is saying. And then we'll try to say why Rashi found it necessary to say this. Rashi is saying that by mekech umemker, it is unique. The Kimta of the Gemara, because speaking about Mekech and Memke, it is unique because of two reasons. The Ika Lameima Shneyem Kanua, we can say that both of it purchased it. And then number two, Lishneyem Nisratza HaMoicha, and we can say that the Moicha sold it to both of them. So there's two inyonim. Now, that's the Rashi is saying over here two things. By Mekech and Memker, there's a svara to say that each one thinks that he bought it. How this can be, that we'll see later in the sugya of Mekech and Memker. But each one thinks that he bought it. So Memele, there's no Vadei Ramei over here. Number one, there's no Vadei Ramei. He thinks he bought it. So Memele, so there's no Vadei Ramei. We'll see later on Daf Gimel, there's a Sfore, when there's a Ramei, we cancel, we make a Knas, we say Yemuna. If there's a Ramei over here, we want to teach that Ramoim crime does not pay, and you won't get anything. Yemuna. So Rashi says, so, but here, by Mekech or Memker, it could very well be each one thinks that is that army. He thinks that he bought it. Number one. Number two, Rashi says, Ulishneyem nisratza hamoicha. That means it's a chaluke sheyechoyle liyes emes. That means even though each one is tining, I bought it, Reuben says, I bought it, and Shimon said, I bought it. If I make a chaluke, it could be, this is a chaluke shecheli yisemes. That means, even each one is tining that I bought it, and each one thinks he bought it, and not ramoim, but it could very well be that it belongs to both of them. So the chaluke that I'm making could be emes, with their tainess. That means even though each one thinks he bought it, but it can very well be Ulishneim Nisratza Amoicha. Each one personally thinks he was more convincing and that the Moshe sold it to him. It was a heated argument. That's what each one thinks. But it could very well be that Lushneim Nisratza HaMoshe, that the Moshe with this whole scenario, it could be not the way each one says. It could very well be that the Moshe sold it to both of them. So when I say Chaluke, I'm not making a psak which is 100% wrong. Fakir, the psak I'm making could be a stak in the emes psak. Then you say Chaluke. So Rashi is saying there are two tenoyim when you say Chaluke. I mean, one tenoy is that I'm handling with people who are more or less honest. Shneim, each one take thinks that he bought it, so I'm not handling with Ramoy, number one. So Memele, so we're handling more or less with honest people. Number two, the psak that I am making can be taking into consideration what both of them are tining. It could very well be that it belongs to both of them. The psak that I am making could be is an emissary psak. Then you say chaluk. But if a person will say, and I'll have such a din Torah, the Reuven comes and says, I wove this beged, and I'm just going to put on the beged, and Shimon goes and grabs it away, and Shimon says, no, you're a liar, I wove it, you grabbed it away. And here I have two tarti l'reis. Number one, there's a ramai over here. There's one person, number one, that's a ramai. And if he's going to get anything, so he learns from this, crime pays. So Mamela, by Avadai Ramai, we don't give anything. We don't give him, you give him a finger or one a hand. You don't give him anything. Number one, he's Avadai Ramai. Number two, if each one is tining Ani Araktio, so it's not a chluke shecheli is emes lafita neseim. That means lafita, I mean, if he says he wove it, the other one says he wove it, it can't be that half wove it. Now, it could be that maybe Reuven wove and he sold half to Shimon, but I don't call him of such a thing. No one mentioned such a thing. So Memele Besdin does not take this into consideration. That, some would say, to think of a new case that no one mentioned, that's even nothing to think about. So you'll say Chaluke. Besdin will not say Chaluke of a suffix that comes with tainess, And I'll make a chaluke, which is zicha wrong, which is zicha not true. So that's why Rashi says over here, you only say chaluke two cases. Number one, iklamei mishneim kanu. Each one could think that he was the one that bought it, so he's not a ramai. And number two, the psak I am making is a psak that could be uli shneim nisratz amoicha. Each one thinks he bought it. Fine. So each one is more or less ontler. And number two, the psak I'm making could be as an emes psak, could be lishneim nisratz amoich. Fine. Rashi had, why did Rashi say this over here? How does it come into, to, b'mekir hamemkir? Rashi all of a sudden talks about ani araktiya. So Rashi had amoich de kikashi. If we would say, And Taisus is chaylik on Rashi. Taisus takis holds on Nirakti. You say Yachlenko also. So Rashi holds as follows. Rashi had a Mirdik Akasha. The Gemara says, we're speaking about, Animatsasi is speaking about one case, Kulishli is speaking about a second case, one case is Mekahamemka, one case is Mitzia. What's the difference? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you, in Chalukah there's no difference. But did we have, I mean, one case you don't swear. That's we have. Chalukah taket are the same. But I would think you don't swear. Kamashma, in this case, you also swear. Rashi had a merdeka kasha. The Gemara should have said a better akimta. The Gemara should have said a case, the case of Kula Shali is speaking about Metziah by Vadai Ramai. For example, Reuven says, I found it today. And Shimon says, I found it yesterday. This is a Vadai Ramai. This is a Vadai Ramai. Both talking about Metziah. There's a Vadei Ramai over here. The Zichah, someone is lying. There's no Hava Mina that... And someone's making a mistake, his calendar, I mean, he says yesterday and today. So al kochoch, it's this zicha liar over here. It's zicha ein chaluki yecholi yesemes. And if the din would be that you say achloiku, so the Gemara should have said both are speaking about mitzia with avatai ramai and ein chaluki yecholi yesemes, and the zachidish you say achloiku. Why did the Gemara have to talk about Mekechememke? That's true. I have an extra case that's telling me a new Chiddush. So why did the Gemara have to find a case which the whole Chiddush is not Yachloiko? Yachloiko, Fasteitzer, he said. The Chiddush is, you swear. Rashi, let's say a better case. That is a Chiddush in Yachloiko. In here, Takeba, by Ani Arakti, or Ani Motsasi, Ayom, Ani Motsasi, Esmo, there's a Chiddush in Chalukyat, Avadai Ram, and Echlukyat, Chaylei Semet. This would be a nicer Kim to both, could be speaking about Matsia. So Rashi says, if the Gemara didn't say it, it's the Teretz is because they don't say Yachloiko. Do you say Yemunach, Taka? Did it didn't be Yemunach? So the Gemara had to look for a case that you say Yachloiko, and it's a Chiddush. So the only case the Gemara can find is Bekech Ememke, that Bemis in the Yachloiko was taken not a Chiddush, but there's a Chiddush that you swear. That's the Chiddush. That's what Rashi is coming to tell us over here. Now let us see the top Tosfos. Itone Mitzia. Now Tosfos does not learn the way Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. Tosfos learns another Pshat. Itone Mitzia, Mishum Demoire Va'oma. By Mitzia is Moira Heta, but Omar Chavroi Lav Midi Chosa. He holds that he's not Chosa. Lekach Tofas. Af Al Gav She Yedei She Chavere Motzo. Veromu Rabonan Shvu Alei Kedei She Yifresh. So is Moira Heta. Something what to worry about. Will be Mesaken a Shvue and finished and will be Pirs. Av O Mekech Memke. So this is a new pshat in the Gemara. She'im yedeya shechaveri kano lehada tofes. I mean, if he knows there, there's no hero set by Mekech Memke. Umide tofes bo, so if he's tofes, so vo shaloi even ischat samoichi ke demasik lekama, the noki zuzi mitavayu. So, that means, if by Mekech Memke, if each one tainis kula shali, mistome, if it's a lie what he's saying, he wouldn't do such a thing, I mean. He realizes Yenna needs a talus, he won't go and chap it away from it. So Mestome Pshat is that when he tines Anikinasiya, he's takit things that he sold it to him. There was a whole sikhsachut, a maichut, but he's under the impression he sold it to him. So I would think, is Eima Lo Yishba. So if he taka thinks that he bought it, so what will a shvua help? The mishvua lo yifroish, shrei sobo hu lo yimemes. He thinks he's right. That's a taisus lens pshat and the tzriches. If you're meira heta, that means I know I'm doing wrong, but I think it's not too gefelich. Good. I'm a tziye, he bechinam bo lo yin, bo lo yitayra. So what am I doing? It's not such a big alpha. There a person will be meira heter to do a shtikel avle, your matel ashvue, that's an accomplishment. But by mekech hamemke, it's not a shtikel avle, it's a big avle. I realize he needs the talus, and I'm going to say I bought it. A person won't do such a thing. So al kochoch, what happened over, he says, ani kenesiyah. So mestom epshad is, he really thinks that it was sold to him. It's talking about that both of them gave money, that's a maskonus hagemore. So if he thinks that it was sold to him, so what did he accomplish with the shvua? I swear. He thinks like that. Shrei sovu ulei memes. Kamash melon. No. He can think, but maybe by a shvua, maybe he'll think it over again. Maybe I'm making a mistake. There'll be some soul searching before he makes a shvua. Fine. It's the Zaktaisvis and Taisis is Chaylik and Rashi. In a case where I know one is a liar. שאחד מהם טוען שקר במזיד, או כגון שניים אדוקים בשטר דלקמון, הוסם פשיטי דיאחלויקה בשבוע, דה, תסוס חלק אנרשי 100%, דה יזיכה יחלויקו, בשבוע, די די שבוע ועדי יפרוש, דחושד הממוינו לא חושד השבוע עושו, ספקרת לנקסה ואני הרקתי, ספקרת את שניים אויכסם, יזיכה מייק חלוקה, יזיכה סוויה, דשבוע וזיכה קמפלו שומטים, not like רשי, not like... I mean, first of all, Taisa says we don't say Choshed Amayna Choshed Ashvuasa. Ashvuah will zikher be a deterrent. In number two, that what Rashi says by Avadei Rami, we don't make Chalukah. Taisa says it's not true. We zikher make Chalukah. Taisa brings a Raya from Shnayim Adukim Bishtar, which we won't go into this Raya. Al Kaponim. So there zikher say Yechloika Bishvuah. Now, but now let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara is the Kasha. Velechzi zuzi miman nokat. Now the Gemara in the Havamina understood that one person gave money. Velechzi zuzi miman nokat. Zokt Rashi. Nishal es hamoicher mimi kibel domel. The Gemara in the Havamina held, one person gave money. Let us ask the Moicha who gave the money. Now, Kan Shoyel Aben, let's ask the Moicha. The Moicha will say, Reuven gave the money. So Shimon will say, you're a liar. I gave the money. I mean, who's the Moicha? Let's see who gave the money. Who's the Moicha? The Moicha is Eps, 280. Zutrashi, no. There's a takone. The sanya bekedushin neman bal hamekach loyma lozemo charti or lozem loyma charti. It's a paraisa. A moicher has an amonis to say who I sold it to. Now, before we go further, this is Shitas Rashi, this machlekes arishayim, but let's try to understand Rashi. So Rashi said, there's a Gemara in Kedushin, a Barais in Kedushin, there's a Sichsuch, who the Moicha sold it to, they ask the Moicha. Why do you ask the Moicha? Who's the Moicha? So Rashi Shita is, this is how the Nachlus David learned Strat, there was a Takonis Chachomim. That means, these are situations which can readily occur. You have a Moicha selling something, you have a number of people who want to buy it, then there's going to be a whole sichsach. And by these in Yonim, there's not to wait them around. It's something that is regal to occur. Between you and me, the moicha is not too much of an egeyo. His whole interest is to sell it. I mean, it's a chilek if Reuven bought it, if Shimon bought it. Chazal made a takona. If there's a sichsach, who bought it will ask the Moicha. I mean, it's a tzatzat. Minatoya doesn't have an amonis. He's an eidechot. But the rabbonon, mitlitzoyrech shah, since these are rogel dike occurrences, that they could be sechsuchim, and there's no video cameras or that can be mavar exactly what happened, Chazal said, and the Moicha is not too much of an egeya. Samamele, Chazal gave namonis to the Moicha, but the Moicha says goes. Samamele, so the Gemara asked Akash, the one that Havmin understood that one gave the money, and the other one said, yeah. So, and there's a fine, who gave the money? Let's ask the Moicha who gave the money. Bezen is paskening. Bezen is paskening. Shnai Moicha is the metalis. This one said, I bought it. Shimon says, I bought it. Shimon says, I bought it. And the Gemara understood one person gave the money. The other guy hopped away to the palace. I bought it. Let's ask the Moicha who gave the money. And Mestama, the one who gave the money, that's the one who he sold it to. So, what's... Bezen is going to pasken a shayli. Like, it's... We can be mevarer the shayla. No, it doesn't start by Bezen. We have here a Moicha who was al-Asar. Bezen knows from nothing what occurred. Besen, they're coming in with an abstract shy. Let's ask the Boicha. And Rashi says, Abakiyas, Abarais and Kedushin, Chazal, Bumasakin, the Boicha is Nemo. Fine. Now let's go a little further. Va'afal gav the Messiah. So now Rashi starts clearing his throat. That means if the Makir of the Gemara's Kasha is the Baraisa in Kedushin, so let's read the fine lines that it says in the Baraisa. Va'afal gav the Messiah ba'med vor mamurim shemekre biyodoi. Aval ein mekre biyodoi ein einema. Oh, so it says in the Baraisa that the only time the Moich is Neman, when he's holding the talus, and the Shaila is, who did you sell it to? So the Moich is Neman, they gave the Nemanis to the Moich, that he can say who he sold it to. He gave the money, who gave the money he sold it to. So Rashi started having problems. So if the whole Makir of the Gemara's Kasha is a barais and kedushin that says nemen balamekach, so it says bamedvar mamurim shemekre biyoda. Here we're speaking about shnaim oichs and betalus. We're after that stage already. So after that stage, so the moich is not nemen. So finished. So what's pshat in the Gemara's Kash? Rashi got stuck. Rashi held the makor of the Gemara's Kash is a barais and kedushin. Neman bar mekach leimel ze machalt ze le machalt va af al gav so Rashi says but how can you ask from that paraisa the Messiah be medva mamurim she mekre biyoda ve mekre biyoda ein ein nemo and Rashi explains so let's understand the paraisa why that he's only neman when he's holding the mekka so Rashi says le nosan leiv le dovo kol kach li yizocho he doesn't he's not nice and safe to remember me acher sheshneim chazu acher bepisuk damel. Fine. Now let me explain what Rashi is saying over here. Rashi and Kedushin elaborates a little better. When the meicher is holding the chayfetz, and one gave the money, and there's a shakla v'tayu who gave the money. Reuven said he gave the money. Shimon said he gave the money. The meicher is holding the chayfetz. The Meicher has in front of him, it's Gehenem Psucha Lefonov. You know why it's Gehenem Psucha Lefonov? Because you should realize like this. If Reuven gave the money, and Mechuyif to give it to Reuven, I feel like it can be Chayzer, you know, but Mois Einem Koynes, but I'm Mishapora. No, I don't need any clothes. Mishapora mid Ramabo, Yifra Mishayn Emid Bedibura, it's a self-made choice. Business is going bad enough without clothes. I don't need a cloth of Mishapora. So Memela, when he's holding the talus, and one gave the money, he realizes that if he doesn't, he's not Mason Lave, who gave the money, he can give the talus to Shimon, and that's it. He can call shop already. There's a klal of Mishapora. So when he holds the talus, and he's going to give it to one of the two, his mind is fully engrossed and concentrated on who gave the money because he has to give the talus to one of them. So memele, so that's chat in the braise. Memedvar mamurim shemekhe biyodai. When he's holding the talus, so then he zicha was mesem leiv who gave the money, and if he says Reuven gave the money, he can make sure the moicha remembers what happened, and he's not an egayet. There is a takon. The minute he gave away the talus, and we're up to the next sale, it's a forgotten parsha already. It's not negayet him anymore. He gave it already, and now there's a machle. It's by him. It's not negayet anymore. The minute it's out of his hand, he's up to the next customer, and he forgets about it. That's pshat. So Mamela, we won't trust him anymore. That means if there's something that's forcing the Moicha to remember clearly who gave the money, we trusted the Moicha. That means the Zakaran is good and there's no Negiah. The minute they have the talus already, so He doesn't have to remember anymore. It's not from the Sheish Schiris who gave the money already. There's a whole busy store in front of him. He used to remember who gave the money. Bekitza, so he's not Neman anymore. That's what it is. He's not Neman. His Zikarim will play tricks on him. I mean, he doesn't remember anymore. And that's why he's not Neman. So Mamela Sarashi is a big problem. Sarashi is a problem. So much on the Gemara's kasha. He was talking about Shnayim Eichs and Betalas, and then they're holding the, so he's out of the picture already. They're holding the Talas. So he's out of the picture. So what's on the Gemara's kasha? When Nerzi Zuzi Mimanoka, by him it's finished already. He doesn't remember anymore. So what's on the Gemara's kasha? This is Rashi's kasha. Why isn't he Neman Shalai Nosan Leib Ladova Kakli Zocha May Acha Sheshnaim Chosu Acha Bepisik Dome? They left him already. They have the Talus already. So Mamela, it's not Negeim anymore, so he doesn't remember. So Rashi says, O Kim no Hosom, the Gemara says, B'dinoket Zuzi Mitabayi. You know when he doesn't remember, when it's hard to remember. That means in the case where both gave money, one gave me Daite, one gave Balkolche, and that he should, something like this. If he's holding the chayfets, he has to remember which one gave me daita, which one gave bal kolchei, because it's in the game mishapore. He's going to go, the one who gave me daita is going to give to the other one, so it's mishapore. So when both give money, when it's mekhe biyode, he's neman also. He has to remember clearly who gave the money me daita. But when they have the talis, and both gave the money. So it's very confusing to remember which was Midaita, which was Bal Kochei. And it's not Negeya him so much. Then he doesn't have the monas. That's what the Gemara says in Kedushin. But if one person gave the money, so it's not too hard to remember. I mean, it was Reuben and Shimon. Reuben gave him the money. Safilu, it's ain mekhoi biyodo. He still remember. This is not such a hard thing to remember. You don't need the pressure of a Misha Porah to remember. So Memelis, Agamor is asking a good kasha. Agamor is asking a kasha. So let's ask the Meicha who gave the money. The Gemara was under the impression that one gave the money, and one gave the money. If Le'ein Mekhe Biyode, he'll remember. This is not something too difficult to remember. So let's ask the Meicha. Finish. Why is Bezden Mishing Sechaidosh? I'm asking, Betalus, we have to pask. Ask the Meicha. Do some research first. Why are you paskening? That's what Rashi says. Okim na hosom, b'denoket zuzi mitavayu, michad midaita, michad bar koche, v'kiv in the leile, rom yilasude, so since now it's not his problem anymore, leidoku lehai liyos nizah mishahulchum ulofonov, so he's not medayik so much, to after they left him already, to remember which one gave midaita, which one gave midkoche. Hai midaita vay bar koche, afal heichad leikibul domim elo michad, Midgar Dochilei. Then he'll remember. So the Gemara was under the impression, again, the Moicha has an amonis. He doesn't need such a keen memory because the Moicha understood the one gave the money. This is not so difficult to remember, to recall. So Mamela, let's ask the Moicha, why is Bezden paskening? Let's do some research before you're paskening and on the talus. There's a Moicha around. Let's ask the Moicha. Loitzriche denokat zuzi mitavai. So the Gemara answers, it is speaking about that he got money from both. Hochi garsinon, veloi yodinon. Now we don't know. Mehai midaita mehai bar kocha. That means Afila, he'll tell us. He'll tell us, yeah, Reuben gave midaita. After they left him, and he doesn't have any pressure to remember exactly which one gave the money midaita, his zikaron plays tricks on him, and we cannot trust him. Afil he says, "Yeah, I remember." V'loy yadino, we don't know. Mehai midaita mei bokoche. V'loy garsina v'loy yada, he doesn't know. Afil yada bezu, Afilo he knows, and Amoichenema Mishaluch Kedemuki Yosom. That's a Gemara in Kedushin. That's a Raishlan in the Gemara in Kedushin. He is not Neman because his memory is not sharp anymore, since it's not Negeyem. Both gave him the money, something, so we don't know. Afilo he says one gave him the money. Both gave him the money. He says, one midaite, one bal kochei. We don't know. We can't rely on him. We can't trust him. So mamela. So that's pshat in our Mishnah. Let's now go back to the Mishnah. Shoshnayim oichsim betalis. It's speaking about that both gave him the money. Bezdin cannot do any research anymore. The moicha is out of question. We cannot rely on the moicha. So now this was put in the lap of Bezdin. You have two people. Both gave money. This one says, he says, I gave me daite. He says, I gave me daite. And Bezdin doesn't know what really happened. So now we have a Mishnah of Shnayim Oichsim Betalis and Mikulushli. The Mishnah says, Yachloiku Bishvur. That's how the Nachlus Tovit says, Pshat and Rashi. One more Nekuda let us mention. So we had mentioned before the Gemara to Mahalchem. The Gemara had two mahalchim, which case is Moira Heter? There was a svara that Mekech Memker is Moira Heter. There's a svara Mekech Memker is not Moira Heter. So Rashi explained the previous Gemara according to both mahalchim later. Rashi wants to say one svara that even though both gave money, he's still not Meire Heta, because he realizes that the Navla, this person needs a talus, he's not Meire Heta. That's one svara. Then Rashi wants to say, in the second Lashon, the Gemara says that by Mekech HaMemki is Meire Heta, so Rashi wanted to say, Afilu one gave money. So now Rashi started scratching his head. Rashi started scratching his head, one gave money, and the other is Meire Heta. The Domiko Yehivna, I'll give money. I mean, what do you mean you're going to give money? You're coming to the Torah now. One guy gave the money. So, Kochach, you're telling Bezdin that, I gave the money. You're not coming to tell Bezdin that he gave the money. I'll give money. Then the Torah is finished. So, Kochach and Bezdin, you're saying that you gave the money. So, how are you Meire Heter? Domiko Yehivna. I'll give money. You want to give money? You're tining for the dying, you're the one that gave the money. So that's why you're Meire Heter. Dom im ani reitze li. So the Nachlas David seems to say that Pshat is like this. He's Meire Heter. Listen, he needs a talus, I need a talus. It's a cold winter, I need a talus. Finished. I got done. He gave the money. Yeah, he gave the money. Yeah, I understand. Domim ani reitze litein. You know what? I'm gonna go and I'm gonna tell the dying I gave the money. I need a talus finished. No, this is tachmamis avloshen kamoi agazlan. He gave the money and no. I'm gonna send him by mail an anonymous check. The money. I'm gonna give him betzina. I'm gonna give him done. He won't lose any money. The money he gave to the moicha, he's going to, ani reitzelite. I'm going to give him the money. He won't lose any money. So he's moicha heter. So money he won't lose. Ani reitzelite. I don't want to bother him to they should lose money. I know he gave the money and he bought the talus. Now, so that what he bought the talus, I need the talus. Some mele, I'll say I bought the talus. But how can you be Meire Heter to do in the sound of talus? I'm Meire Heter because I need the talus, fine. But how can you be Meire Heter? He paid for the talus and you'll be wearing the talus? No. Ani reitzelitin. I'll pay him for the talus. Versteht sich, not, but in the Nachos David says, I'll pay him for the talus and finish. So Mamela, that is the case of That, so that's Arashi Limshad the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara's Kasha was, let's ask the Moicha, there's a takone that the Moicha is Nema Afila, ein Mekre Biyodai, if one gave money, because he remembers. The Gemara answers, we are speaking about that, we're speaking about that both gave the money, not the Moichas, not Nemon, and then some Amela. Now we have to paskin Yachloiku. Just one more Ha'ore Alshitas Rashi that the Beis Halevi asks. We won't go to the Beis Halevi's Mahala. The Beis Halevi asks, according to the Tzad, that it's speaking about one gave money. Have a minute of the Gemara. One gave money. And the other, okay, the Ismaila had to, he'll give money, but one gave money. One gave money, and Ruben's Tainik, I gave the money, Shimon's Tainik, I gave the money, and then, Mo says Ismaila had to, Shimon's gonna send him an anonymous check, fine. Frekta, the Beis Halevi. But if this is the case, there's a Vadei Ramay in this case. There's Ein Chalukei Yecholi is Emes in this case. How could you say Yechloi? The Gemara Eda Havamin is speaking about that one gave money. So that when this case comes to Bezin, what is Bezin here? The case of the Vayil is not the way it comes to Bezin. One gave money. Reuven said, I gave the money. Shimon said, I gave the money. That's the case. The Gemara says, you might have to find Abba. What is the case that comes to Bezin? The case that comes to Bezin, there's a Vadei Ramei, there's a liar over here. There's no, the liar has no Havamina that he's right. There's a Vadei Ramei. It's Ein Chalukei Yecholei Li Yes Emes. I mean, one gave the money, so the Talis Icha belongs to the one that gave the money. I don't know which one gave the money. Frekte Beis Halevi, so according to Rashi, how could the Gemara have such a Havamina? Well, only it's a different Kashla test. The Moicha, that's a good Kashla. We'll say they both gave the money. But without this Kashla of let's ask the Moicha, without this problem, we'd say one gave the money. Like the Beis Halevi, Rashi Lashitosai, by Avadai Ramai, and Ein Chalukei Yecholei Yes Emes, how could you have such a Havamina? How can you say Yachloiku? This Kashla the Beis Halevi asks.